Thank you to our supporters. Meet Nell, the star of our new advert. The approximate length of this recording is 9 minutes. Thank you to our supporters. Dear supporters, I've been so heartened by your incredible tenacity when it comes to raising and donating money for our charity in 2020, despite how COVID-19 might have affected you personally. This year has presented the biggest challenge to delivering our services and to fundraising we've ever known. I want to thank each and every one of you who's decided to help us change the lives of people with sight loss. I do hope you and your loved ones are safe and well, and I want to take this opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas and send my very best wishes for a Happy New Year. Maria Novell, Director of Fundraising. Included here is a photograph of Maria Novell. She's wearing a blue and white stripy cardigan and smiling at the camera. Ian West, the intrepid guide dogs fundraiser who collected more than £7,000 in 2018 by walking around the entire coast of Britain, set himself another challenge over the summer. This time, Ian, from Nottingham, walked for 3 days, a 72-hour challenge made up of 66 hours of walking and a few short breaks, raising more than £1,300. Included here is a photograph of Ian West on his walk, wearing a T-shirt that reads 66 Hours Charity Walk, 12th to the 15th of June. Two 9-year-old members of First Cawdor Brownie Pack in the north of Scotland, Rona McLaren and Caitlin Smith, raised £225 and £146.50 respectively. The pair chose guide dogs for their fundraiser badge after hearing all about our charity's work from puppy walkers Margaret Woodward and Anne Simpson. The girls collected donations by baking, doing chores and taking on a cycling challenge during lockdown. Included here is a photograph of Rona McLaren and Caitlin Smith wearing their brownie uniforms with a golden retriever puppy in training. What began 4 years ago as a clear out to raise money for guide dogs has turned into 8 named guide dog puppies for puppy walker Nikki Fruin and her family in Berkshire. Nikki hoped to raise £250 at the time, but over the years she's been joined by puppy walker friends who've now collected £21,300. Included here is a photograph of Nikki Fruin and friends. Katrina O'Halloran from Doncaster organised a Grand Prix-themed fundraiser to celebrate what would have been the British F1 race's original date in July, raising £90. Katrina invited friends for socially distanced coffee and cakes in her garden, with her garage cleared in case of rain. The event was split into two small groups to keep everyone safe, with lap one in the morning and lap two in the afternoon, and plenty of washing up and disinfecting in between. Included here is a photograph of Katrina O'Halloran and friends inside her garage. Sue Hellyer from Northampton asked for donations to guide dogs instead of presents when she celebrated her 70th birthday in September, raising £141.50. We hope you had a lovely birthday, Sue. Included here is a photograph of Sue Hellyer with a guide dogs collecting box. Despite lockdown, Brian Doherty organised his 5th annual The Docks Big Walk at the end of August in aid of guide dogs Northern Ireland. There was a limit of 30 socially distanced participants and a track and trace system in place at the event from Cushioned Hall to Ballycastle. The walk raised more than £1,300 and took the 5-year total to more than £20,000. Included here is a photograph of Brian Doherty and his daughter on the Docks Big Walk. Cardiff guide dog owner Sian Healy set herself a lockdown challenge to create pieces of artwork to sell in aid of Guide Dogs Cymru, raising more than £300. Sian said, "Even when I was unwell with suspected COVID-19, I sketched pencil drawings in bed. Entitled Artist's C19 Recovery Room, one of my pieces represents how my garden turned into my private recovery ward, with my furry nurses, guide dog Uri and retired dog Arnie." Included here is a photograph of Sian Healy's painting, called Artist's C19 Recovery Room, and featuring her two dogs, Uri and Arnie, relaxing in the garden. This time last year, the East Berkshire fundraising group were busy planning the Pause for Thought carol service at Eton College Chapel. The programme was packed with well-known carols, performances, readings from volunteers and celebrities, and was hosted by Alid Jones, who also performed a breathtaking rendition of Walking in the Air. The event was an outstanding success, with 500 guests and celebrities raising a fantastic £22,710. Six-year-old Verity Carruthers from Wrexham wants to be a guide dog trainer when she grows up and chose guide dogs as her school project during lockdown. Guide dog owners, fundraisers and trainers all came forward to share their stories. Verity's father John has a guide dog called Griffin, and Verity's spending some of her pocket money on sponsoring guide dog puppy Rosie. Included here is a photograph of Verity Carruthers in her garden with yellow Labrador guide dog Griffin. Cardiff fundraising group launched a Great Stair Challenge over the summer. Members walked or ran up their stairs at home a total of 3,781 times until they reached the height of Mount Everest, 29,029 feet. They set up an online fundraising page and challenged other fundraising groups to race them to the summit, raising a total of £50. Included here is a photograph of a participant dressed in a dog costume climbing the stairs in their house.
Stories. Meet Nell, the star of our new advert. If you've been watching television or using social media over the last few months, you may have noticed our heartwarming new advert, Nell's First Day. Our thought-provoking ad features a little girl with sight loss called Nell, moving down the corridor of an empty primary school ahead of her very first day. We see Nell learning to find her way to her classroom, where she's greeted by her guide dog's habilitation specialist, Bramwyn. Bramwyn has been helping get Nell ready for the start of the school year, and in uplifting final scenes, we see Nell on her first day, happy and confident amongst her friends. The advert aims to raise awareness of the challenges vision-impaired children face in reaching key milestones in their lives. Released to coincide with back-to-school time, which for any child and their parents is a huge moment, the advert showcases the invaluable support guide dogs offers children who are blind or partially sighted, and a glimpse of the specialist advice and services we provide. Emma Folds, Guide Dogs Director of Marketing and Strategy, said, "We hope this campaign will help us raise awareness of the life-changing work Guide Dogs does with blind and partially sighted children. Everyone knows us for our iconic dogs, but early intervention can help a child with sight loss reach their full potential, which is any parent's greatest hope." Nell's First Day also builds on our well-received advert in which guide dog owner Alex stands beside a football pitch while his young daughter plays for her local team, narrating as she plays. Both commercials support our By My Side strategy to take us to 2023, helping people with sight loss know about the breadth of services we offer and ensuring that the wider public know about us, understand and love our work, and want to help us by volunteering or donating. Go to www.guidedogs.org.uk and search for Nell to read the five-year-old's story and for some bonus video material complementing the advert. Actor Sophie Thompson met Nell and her mum Rachel to discuss how guide dogs has helped them, especially going back to school in a COVID-19 environment. Included here is a photograph of Nell touching a braille sign on her classroom door.